Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 15, entitled Something They Need. It is our instant cast. We just finished watching. Gary, what are your thoughts?
I loved the episode. It was pretty good. And I loved the fighting scene. Well, it wasn't a fighting scene, but them lined up, killing the walkers with the lakeside people.
Coming together. I honestly thought it was going to, when they fought that way, I was like, okay, they're going to see, yes, we can work together.
Right.
I mean, yes, they're killing walkers. They're not killing humans. But how they all fell in line, they can see that each other are brave. And I was hoping they would fall in line. And
this is more than we could say for the hilltop.
Definitely. The hilltop would have been like, scared and running. And you'd have had like three people from the whole hilltop.
Of course I killed somebody before.
Man, you see the hilltop community is getting stronger under good leadership. It shows right. You what a good manager, what someone in charge, how they can inspire people to be brave. And with Maggie sort of taking that role, you see Gregory's people when they saw that he was over there getting sick, which I couldn't blame him. I don't know how you could ever get used to seeing a walker, killing a walker, regardless if you're your first time or your 20th time. But it was funny when they're like, yeah, he told us something else, you know?
Right.
So who knows what lies he was telling those people.
He probably had all kind of badass stories.
Right. Yeah, I liked the episode.
I mean, if I was a leader, I have some badass stories, too.
The thing, see, that's why, I mean, I'm not going to say I don't lie ever. I'm human. I lie. But I don't make it a priority to lie. I try not to lie only because the shit comes back up sooner or later, whether it's a little lie or a big lie. Like, I don't have the time to remember the lie I told 2 years ago, and then someone asked me, oh, remember you? I'm like, shit, I don't remember that. So it's easier just to not lie. So he could have just told them, you know what? I haven't had a chance to kill a walker yet. I've been lucky, but I've had leadership roles. I've had a manager experience. And, you know, or, I mean, see where it got him.
And you're right. He could have said that because it's not like they were a city full of strong people.
Right.
Or a town full of strong people. I mean, these people never fought before either.
And you know what? For him to take that leadership role was probably just wrong. Not because he's scared to fight walkers. Yeah, well, kind of. But it's that he's scared to be brave. Look at Rick. We know Rick wasn't always the person he is today, but he's faced his fears. He's had to do stuff that was uncomfortable, was past his line of comfortability. And that's what makes him a good leader, because he doesn't do anything, or he doesn't ask his people to do anything that he's not willing to do himself. Where Gregory,
I agree,
you know, he had Maggie, a pregnant lady who he was so tempted to kill, you know, protect him.
And I don't get that part. He was ready to kill Maggie, no problem. You know, he kept easing closer and closer. I mean, of course, his nerves caught up with him.
Yeah, I was going to say, but it wouldn't be, it's not no problem. It was clearly a problem, which is why he didn't do it.
Well, in order to have that thought run through your head and then the act of about to carry it out, you know, that takes a lot of nerves.
Yeah.
So to see him go from that point to never killing a walker, never killing something that's already dead, that's crazy.
Yeah, the fact that you even think about, I don't know if I ever thought about killing a human being, but even if it's one thing to think it, but another thing to actually like have a knife out, like, or a weapon out, and then go, oh, no, I'm not gonna do it. That's very close to almost doing the act. So for him not to do that, him be able to do that, but not be able to kill a walker, you're right. Yes, it was big. But I think he does still have plans to kill Maggie, which is why he asked that guy, hey, pack a bag. He's going to go try to see.
He's going to get a savior to do his dirty work.
Yeah. What was the savior guy? I want to say
Simon.
Simon. Yeah. I knew it would start with this. Okay. So, yeah, he's going to go to Simon. Shit's going to go bad. I don't know. Hopefully we'll see that next week.
All right. Now, going over to the saviors. I wonder who's Negan Little Birdie.
Yeah, when he said a little birdie's told me that what Rick and them has been up to, I'm like, who?
I hope it's not the junkyard people. I hope they're not just another outpost and they're playing Rick.
Shit, that would be good. That'd be good, because I'm like, wait, Dwight just got there. He doesn't know. And then they weren't setting anything up, per se, when Eugene got there. Rosita was acting as a lone wolf. So Eugene doesn't know anything about what Rick and them were doing at that time when Eugene got captured.
Right.
Oh my gosh, Gary, that's really good if those weird junkyard people are part of it.
I don't think it's politically correct to call the junkyard people weird. I mean, they're people also.
They are. Junkyard people are people too.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it might not be, but in this case, I don't know.
You're going to have the whole junkyard community after you. I
know. No offense to the junkyard community people, but no, these people in this case, I'm going to have to stick with it. They're weird. Like, just their whole personality is just like zero personality. It's just, I don't even know how to describe it. Now, if they're supposed to end up being like something wrong, then yes, I will take back those words if something is like seriously wrong with him.
If we get their backstory.
Yeah, if we get their backstory, you know, I will take back my words.
Then their lives will matter too, huh?
Yeah, no, their lives matter already, but I'm just saying they're kind of weird. I'm
mess with you, babe.
But that's a good theory. I don't know if I've heard that theory yet or not. So we're going to go ahead and say that you said it first. And I like it. I like it.
Cool. Now going to Sasha. Now something's, well, I can't say something's wrong with Eugene. We already know that. But to actually give her the pills to kill herself, well, I guess he thought that'd be easier than giving her a knife, a gun, or a piece of glass, which we all know that she didn't really want to kill herself.
Right, right.
She wanted to go fight, and, you know, just as usual, Eugene fucked up.
You know what? With Eugene saying, with Eugene giving her the pill, it kind of pissed me off because it was almost like, yes, I agree with you. Negan is going to use you against our friend. Yep. And rather than me come to my effing senses and be like, what am I doing? I'm like, okay, here, just take yourself out of it. Take your own misery out, you know?
Right. I made this pill myself.
Yeah, I made my pill myself.
It worked. It's good.
It should be good. I don't know if you're going to feel pain or not, but within 20, 30 minutes, you'll be dead. Sasha, who I've lived with for the last 3 years, who hasn't done shit to me. But Negan, on the other hand, we know they're dangerous people. It's like, you said you're safe, but are you in fear? Do you ever know if Negan will just come up and hit you upside the head because he feels like it?
Right.
You know that won't happen. You know Rick's not going to come up and just like, I'm going to hit Eugene in the head with a bat because I don't know, I just feel like it. You know, we just saw him kill Rapey Dave.
Rapey Dave.
So, I mean, I didn't feel sorry for Dave one bit. It almost was like a deterrent. Like, hopefully people around the Savior community will know raping is not okay.
And have we seen Rapey Dave before?
I don't know. Because when he said, do you remember me from last night?
Which we didn't see him last night.
Yeah, or, but I think,
you know, the last episode.
I think they were just kind of give us a little backstory of what went down last night.
So could I have been right in my prediction? The most likely to die? Extra number two,
yeah.
Somebody they introduce and then kill off?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I could go back other episodes to see him. But I don't remember Rapey Dave. Or maybe he wasn't as rapey in other episodes.
Right, right, right. I think I want to say for the season finale, I would love to go back to all of our full recaps for this season and find out who we put to die for each one and which ones came true, which ones were completely off. We know for sure Ben died. And that's the only one that's like fresh in my mind right now. And then we'll give you your extra number two for Rapey Dave. Although I don't know if Dave counts since Rapey Dave had a name. It's not, you know, it's not like the guy that they killed that was standing next to Eugene last episode where they just shot. The one that was saying, yeah, I'm on guard, dude. We don't know his name.
But
Rapey Dave had a name.
But I said they will introduce us to somebody. Okay. They will introduce the person and then they'll kill him off that episode.
I'm going to pull the tapes.
And that way they give us a murder.
Okay.
Well, you know, it sounds bad when you say murder. They kill someone.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. It's murder. Just because it's the apocalypse doesn't all of a sudden mean that murder is not murder anymore. What do you think about, what's his name? Negan.
Negan killing Rapey Dave?
Just about his whole personality, once again trying to get Sasha on board.
Well, we know Negan's a recruiter.
Yeah.
In fact, I think this is what he used to do before. He was probably an army recruiter.
Oh, my goodness. You're right.
Or he was probably a headhunter for a big company.
Mm-hmm.
Or he probably was like a, what's that show called where they're doing meth and stuff?
Breaking Bad.
He probably was like a drug recruiter or something.
No. I want him to be a headhunter for a big company.
Like IBM or something. Or Apple.
Just something big where he gets high profile people in executive positions. And I would love to see that as Coca-Cola. Yeah, Coca-Cola. Facebook.
Google.
Even better.
I think Google fits.
Yeah, Google fits.
This is like a search engine.
Well, I think you're a headhunter. You kind of know everything. You probably put people in positions at different companies.
But he recruits for Google.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It's like, who needs someone to headhunt for Google? All you do is say, do you want to work at Google? And the answer is yes. That's it. Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like you have to push anyone to come that route. Really. All you need to do is see the email from them.
But see, Negan had to find the best people for Google.
Okay, the best of the best.
The best of the best.
Even still.
He had to take people from other companies.
He was stealing other people.
All right,
making his team.
So there you have it. That's his backstory.
Boom. If they don't give it to us, that's it. Yeah. I can see him. Because he didn't convince me. Clearly, he didn't convince Sasha. But at the same time, I'm like, have you guys not, have a poker face, you know? Like, just say whatever you need to say in order to stay safe.
Just like Eugene?
Yeah, well, no, Eugene is now serious. We know that for sure. Eugene is dead serious about what he's doing.
He is. But he's also scared. I didn't like the part where he said, I want you to do this. The team will want you to do this. Like, get the hell out of here. The team wouldn't want her to turn.
No, but then he tracked it back. He said, okay.
But him saying that, wouldn't want him you saying to. It in the first place.
Yeah. And then the team, fuck the team. You're not even part of the team anymore, Eugene. Like, when Rick wins this, can they take Eugene back?
I think so.
Can they trust Eugene?
I think so.
Well, Eugene won't be the same person anymore.
I think Eugene is doing this out of fear. I don't think that if... And plus, he has a little role there. He has a leadership role.
Yeah, so he might come back to Rick's place with the leadership. I mean, he might come back to manning a leadership role with him.
With that attitude.
But my thing is, if you're saying you acted out of fear, and that's fine. I mean, I would probably be the Eugene. I would act out of fear, which is why I can never be in, like, brave positions, like the military or, you know, people that go and run into burning fires and help people because I'd be too scared. So shout out to those people. But in situations of war and things of that nature, people in the military, you can't say, oh, I gave the enemy information because I was scared. Because you would be considered a traitor, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Even though personally, I would go, I understand you were scared. Like, I wouldn't want to get tortured. I would say whatever I need to say, which is why I'm not in that position. But that's how I'm looking at Eugene at this point. Like, oh, I don't know. You're kind of a traitor. I mean, I don't know if he's told him much, but he feels sort of like a traitor.
I don't think he's a traitor on purpose. I think he's a survivor. But I think he's a traitor on accident. Like the things I said last podcast. The things he is putting in place is affecting the war, the fight. Like putting a little metal over the zombie heads. Zombie heads. Getting the fence and everything ready. Everything that he's doing is going to make it harder for the group to get in. Make it harder to fight the saviors.
Right.
So I don't think that he's doing it with the intentions of, I'm making it harder for my group to get in to fight the saviors, to defeat the saviors, or I'm doing this to keep my group out. I think he's just doing it because he has power now. He's doing what he has to do to fit in. But everything he do is, you know, is going to be trouble for us later.
Right. All right. I mean, I'm not trying to judge Eugene too hard. You have to do what you have to do to survive. And who wants to get beat to death? I mean, no one wants
or put
that.
In the furnace.
Yeah, or put in the furnace. I mean, he's seen a lot since he's been there.
Man, you know what? I was kind of relieved that Negan stabbed Rapey Dave in the head.
Yeah.
Because when he had that knife close to Rapey Dave's man part, I was kind of nervous.
Oh, well, when Rapey Dave said, I'm sorry, sir, I was like, oh, he's going to give him another shot. But you know, he was probably going to say, don't do it again. But why would you risk raping someone so openly if you know what the consequences are?
Right.
Like, are you telling me there's no woman there that can, that would willingly, hey, you can get to know and, you know, eventually form a relationship with, excuse me? I just don't get what he was about to do to Sasha. What, like, what did he think was going to happen?
Well, probably all the women worth getting to know are niggas' wives.
Well, I mean, when it's a zombie apocalypse, you can't be that choosy as far as who you're dating, who you're talking to.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Eugene, he starts, you know, taking a nice lady out to dinner or whatever in the zombie, whatever you do, the dating court life in the zombie apocalypse, he can find a nice lady who would genuinely like him. Even Pastor Gabriel, if Pastor Gabriel dates. I don't know if he dates.
Yeah, pretty sure you do.
No, do they date? Father Gabriel? He's Father Gabriel.
Yeah, he's not a priest.
He's not?
No. I don't think he's Catholic.
I think he's Catholic. I think they call him Father Gabriel. I just call him Pastor Gabriel.
I think he's in a good old Baptist church.
You know what, though?
Doing shouting.
I'm tired of Pastor Gabriel, Father Gabriel, whatever you call him, wearing his little getup everywhere they go. Like, dude, like he had it on in the fight scene.
That's a costume.
It's like too hot. It's too hot. Like, what do you have that on for?
That's like Jesus. Jesus had all the whole winter gear on.
Oh my gosh. Gloves and all. Gloves, boots, leather trench coat. What the hell? What is the weather?
That's his character.
Because then Michonne has a sleeveless shirt on. So I'm like, okay, is it cold? Is it hot? What is it? Jesus, every time I see him, I'm like, take your jacket. I can't breathe. I feel like I'm, you know, like hyperventilating because it just seems so uncomfortable. And then you're like moving around, you're jumping over fences, you're doing this, you're kicking ass with all that gear on. It's just too, like, I understand you guys want to stick to the comics, but just some things don't make sense.
So you say everybody should have the short set.
I need to know what the season is. If it's summer, let it be summer. If it's winter, let it be winter. Dress for the season.
So they should have just kicked in the door with a beach gear on.
I mean, they don't have to go full beach gear, but come on, show me, to let me know what the season is. I'm so confused when I go to Jesus, then I go to Sasha. I don't know what the weather is.
I think it's appropriate for them to have their costumes on when they're going to war, like when they went to the, what is it called? The water, Oceanside?
Oceanside.
Sorry, when they went to Oceanside, I think it's appropriate because they went to fight. If I seen them going there with the little shorts on, flip flops, and all the other stuff.
I'm not saying they're going flip flops now. Come on.
Hold on, I know it's hot, but you're not ready.
No, I'm just saying, even like pants and a long sleeve shirt, like a thin long sleeve shirt, if it's hot, just to keep your arms protected. I understand that. But he's overboard with whatever he has on.
Yeah.
Now, it was showing Eric and Aaron like having a little fuss fight or whatever, a little lover's quarrel. And I'm not trying to play hookup, but is it likely that Eric will die and then Jesus will come in?
You always try to play hookup. You know, how can you think about hooking up relationships at a time like this?
I don't know. Because I have to pay, next time when we watch it again, I'll have to pay attention to what they were arguing about. But I was like, I'm just tired of hearing Eric argue or complain about whatever. Like, what do you want him to do, Eric? Do you want him to sit back and chill while everyone else goes and fight? Or why did you come just to complain? Like, I'm getting just a little bit tired of Eric.
Eric is concerned for his safety.
Because Aaron's safety. Aaron's,
yeah, because we've seen Aaron get beat up real bad because of the note.
Yeah.
And although Aaron and Eric, they were out before, you know, just recruiting.
Right.
And recruiters also. These are different times. It's getting very dangerous out there. Aaron got beat up pretty bad. He got beat up bad over that note.
Yeah, he did. That's his own damn fault, though.
So I think...
Well, I never want to blame the victim.
Yeah, I think Eric... I mean, that was stupid to leave the letter in there. Who would think a letter would get you beat up like that?
Yeah.
Come on now. But I can see Aaron, or was it Eric? I can see Eric, you know, being in his feelings and emotions about it and want Aaron just to sit still. Damn, Eric.
I know.
Yeah, but... Eric want Aaron to sit still. Like, hell up. You know what just happened to you last time. You don't have to go out every time. Your job is to go recruit. You have a job.
Yeah, but like you said, the times have changed. His job has changed now.
Well, I understand that. And you understand that. But this is partner.
Right. All right, last thing before we go, because this instant cast is now becoming into a full recap. what did you think about Dwight? Do you think he's there to help them, or could he be on the inside working for Negan? Because you know how much he loved Negan.
It's hard to tell. He could be through with Negan. I mean, it's not what did he have to prove? It's not like him. It's not like Negan don't know where they live, and he had to infiltrate the crew or something. You know, he had to get in tight with the clique to find out. Negan knows everything about them. So I think he could be genuine.
My thing is, it's like, this is when you came, when your life is pretty much over. You had a chance before, when you met Daryl. You had a chance when you guys went back and he was going to marry your wife. You had a chance when you found out your wife could be pregnant. You had a chance when, you had so many chances when your wife left. There's been so, when you killed your friend, there's been so many chances. So once again, I'm pretty sure Dwight will die, if not this season, whenever the war is over. And I'm pretty sure by Daryl's hands. But I don't care if he helps him. I don't care if he tells them all of Negan's dirty little secrets and every little, unsheltered, any corner that's not being blocked or, you know, guarded. I really don't care what Dwight does for them. He still will never be redeemed in my book. He's like 2 years too late, 2 seasons too late or whatever, whenever he came. So, Okay. Yes, help them, Dwight, but you will die still at the very end.
I think that's his plan.
Yeah, I think he knows he's going to die.
Yeah, go out. Yeah.
Go out swinging. Or just go out.
Right. But I know you wanted to wrap it up, but I want to go back to Oceanside.
Okay.
I want to go back to our group being like the saviors.
Yeah, it kind of felt savory.
Yeah, going there, we're going to take everything.
But at least they said we're going to bring it back. And then it's not like they took their mattresses and burned them.
Well, they didn't say they would bring it back.
Yeah, Tara said it.
Tara said that when they were leaving with it. Believe me, we're coming back. But, you know, Rick never said we're bringing it back. Rick said we're taking it. And a part of me liked that, like the scene was like, yeah, I mean, we're going to get the guns regardless. If you can make this easy on yourself, or we will kill you.
Right. I agree with you, because I was thinking that too. And no matter how you justify something, stealing, regardless if you say, oh, I'm stealing this food because I have to feed my family. I understand that, but you still stole. So I get it from both ways. In their eyes, they're still stealing their guns. You can't make someone go fight with you. They don't want to fight. They don't have to fight. That's their prerogative. But you took their guns. Now you did steal whatever protection they had. And just like Rachel asked, are you leaving us one? But thank God they didn't, because little Rachel would have shot him all through the back.
Yeah, Rachel was a savage, isn't she? I was like, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I caught this fish.
Yeah, Rachel, yeah. She's going to be, I don't know who she's going to be. She's going to be the next Carol, I guess, in about 50 years. She's cool.
She is. And she has fighting skills.
Yeah. Yeah, she took a walker down. They had women and old women and children standing back, and Rachel's like, nope, not me.
So, yeah. Right.
All right, well, as always, we will watch the episode another time and take notes, go over likes, dislikes, any listener letters. Hit us up, dead@theverdictsin.com, or on Twitter @theverdictsin, or facebook.com/verdictsin, and we will discuss it on the podcast. We will also have our award and prediction for that, so get ready. If you want to give us your thoughts, let us know. We will be back Tuesday night, I think. Tuesday night?
Yeah.
No. Wednesday.
Wednesday
with our full recap. So hit us up by Tuesday, just in case we do get to tape Tuesday and it will come out Wednesday. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.